from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia ready to host D8 Summit Halal Expo to be included. Indonesia set Presidency for All as inclusive mission for the 2026 UN Human Rights Council Presidency. I'm Rahmawati. Here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government stated it continues to finalize preparations for the Developing Aid Summit, or D8 Summit, which will be held on April 15, 2026, in line with the commencement of Indonesia's role as chair of the D8 on January 1, 2026. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Iwan Mewengkang, confirmed Indonesia's readiness to host the Developing Aid Summit, or D8, next April. The D8 is an economic cooperation organization comprising 9 countries, namely Azerbaijan, Bangladesh, Egypt, Indonesia, Iran, Malaysia, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Turkey. In a statement delivered in Jakarta on Thursday, she explained that Indonesia will ensure the smooth running of the summit, including discussion on a number of issues of concern. As the 8th chair for the 2026 until 2027 period, Indonesia will focus on discussing several issues, including economic integration, blue economic development, digital transformation, and organizational reform.
Preparations for the D8 summit. As previously stated, the summit will be held on April 15th. What do we currently know from our colleagues in multilateral cooperation? They are also finalizing various preparations so that April can be implemented according to the various topics we will raise. We are also starting to reach out to all member countries so that their respective leaders can continue to attend the summit.
On the same occasion, another spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Fuad Nabil Ahmad Mulacela, stated that the D8 members are predominantly Muslim countries. Therefore, the D8 summit will also discuss themes that highlight the empowerment of the halal economy.
As is known, the D8 is a group of countries in the global south that are predominantly Muslim. So Indonesia has raised several themes, including empowering the halal economy.
Indonesia will host the 12th D8 Summit on April 15, 2026. The summit is expected to produce the Jakarta Declaration and Joint Declaration as support for Palestine. Indonesia will also utilize the summit to hold a business and investment forum meeting and the D8 Halal Expo. Desia Nugrono, Voice of Indonesia.
For the first time, Indonesia has been elected as the president of the United Nations Human Rights Council for the 2026 term. The official appointment was made during the UN Human Rights Council meeting on January 8 in Geneva. Director of Human Rights and Migration at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Indah Nuria Savitri, stated in Jakarta on Thursday, as president of the UN Human Rights Council, Indonesia is championing the theme Presidency for All. According to her, Indonesia will carry out its presidential mandate inclusively, impartially, objectively, and transparently amid the complex dynamics of global geopolitics.
Namun secara khusus dengan tema Presidency for All,
specifically with the theme Presidency for All, we are trying to be to carry out this mandate as president with an inclusive approach. Of course, assuring that we will always be impartial, objective, transparent, and will communicate and discuss with all stakeholders within the Human Rights Council and regarding this issue.
As quoted from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs statement, Indonesia's presidency of the UN Human Rights Council is a first, considering that the UN Human Rights Council was only established in 2006, and the presidency mechanism follows a rotation cycle among regional groups. Indonesia's presidency will prioritize building trust, strengthening cross-regional dialogue, and the constructive engagement of all stakeholders. The Indonesian government is targeting a massive expansion of the free nutritious meals program in 2026. During a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, stated, besides reaching tens of millions of beneficiaries, service quality is also a primary focus. The full report is presented by Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan. We continue with the Indonesian government that reported the 2025 state budget performance with a rising deficit amid efforts to maintain economic stability.
The Indonesian government is targeting the free nutritious meal program to reach up to 82.9 million beneficiaries by 2026. This target was announced by the head of the National Nutrition Agency, Dadan Hindayana, during a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, January 8th, 2026. In addition to expanding coverage, the government will also improve service quality through certification and accreditation of nutrition fulfillment service units based on service quality standards to ensure the safety and quality of food provided to the public.
In 2026, we will continue to pursue the target of 82.9 million beneficiaries while constantly improving ourselves and simultaneously carrying out certification and accreditation. This will allow us to categorize nutrition fulfillment service units based on their service quality.
The Free Nutritious Meal Program is also committed to stunting prevention by prioritizing pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and toddlers as beneficiaries. The focus is on the first 1,000 days of life, which is the golden period of child growth.
The golden time period is very short because that's when stunting is prevented and the brain develops. So we want to produce a generation of intelligent individuals. The first 1,000 days of life are extremely important. We will ensure that in 2026, the program for all pregnant women, mothers, and toddlers across Indonesia leaves no one behind. So by the end of 2026, we hope the stunting rate will have dropped drastically.
As of January 2026, the Free Nutritious Meal Program distribution has been operating across Indonesia with a daily budget of approximately 855 billion rupiah. This budget is projected to increase to 1.2 trillion rupiah per day by May 2026, in line with the growing number of beneficiaries. About 70% of the budget is allocated for purchasing raw materials, most of which are sourced from domestic agricultural products. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has set an ambitious target to end all imports of diesel fuel by 2026. Energy Minister Bahlil Lahadalia announced the plan on Thursday, outlining a two-pronged strategy involving accelerated biodiesel use and new refinery projects to achieve national self-sufficiency. Nur Kamila has the detail.
Indonesian Finance Minister Purbaya Yudisarewa reported that the realization of the state revenue and expenditure budget recorded a deficit until the end of 2025 amounting to 695.1 trillion rupiah or 2.92% of gross domestic products or GDP. He delivered this report during the Our State Budget press conference for the January 2026 edition in Jakarta on Thursday. According to Purbaya, this deficit is a government measure to keep the economy able to expand amidst high global pressures while maintaining fiscal stability.
Jadi kita mengacu sana terus walaupun keadaan.
Although the situation is somewhat pressing us, yes, so the state spending is adaptive and accumulative towards various priority programs to prosper the people. We continue to maintain the achievements of priority programs and the governance that has been preserved so far, so that at the end of the year, as I said earlier, it remains at 2.9% without removing the stimulus needed by the economy, allowing the people to still enjoy economic expansion in the past year,
2025.
Purbaya is optimistic that the budget deficit can be reduced in 2026 along with the improvement of the national economic foundation and the strengthening of economic growth momentum. This condition is believed will deliver greater growth impact to the people compared to the previous year.
I am confident that in 2026, with the improving economic foundation and the strengthening of the future economic growth momentum, the deficit should be able to be lowered to a lower level, with a greater economic growth impact on the people compared to last year. Next year, this year, we assume economic growth is 5.4%, but we will try to push it to an even higher level.
Tapi kita akan coba tekan ke level yang lebih tinggi lagi.
Purbaya views the improvement of the economic fundamentals are the main capital for maintaining fiscal balance going forward. With a stronger foundation, the space for budget management is expected to be healthier without disrupting the pace of economic growth. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has heightened vigilance and preparedness in protecting Indonesian citizens in Venezuela. This step was taken in response to monitoring the development of security situation in that country. This was conveyed by the Acting Director of Indonesian Citizen Protection at the Ministry, Henny Hamidah, in a statement delivered in Jakarta on Thursday.
The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, reaffirmed the government commitment to stop importing diesel start from 2026. He made this statement during a press conference evaluating the performance of the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Trukno 2025 in Jakarta. The main strategies to achieve diesel self-sufficiency are through accelerating the biodiesel program and completing refinery projects. Bahlil mentioned that the trial for the B50 biodiesel program is scheduled for completion in the first half of 2026.
Di tahun 2026 untuk biodiesel B50.
In 2026, the B50 biodiesel trial will be completed in the first half. God willing, in the second half, if successful, we will launch the implementation of B50.
This step will be spurred by the operationalization of the Refinery Development Master Plan or RDMP project is at Kalimantan, which is planned to be inaugurated soon. The combination of these two factors is expected to meet domestic diesel demand.
Dengan demikian, kalau B50 kita pakai dan RDMP kita di Kalimantan Timur.
Therefore, if we implement B50 and our RDMP in East Kalimantan is operational, then we will no longer import diesel in 2026.
Solar lagi di tahun 2026.
In addition to strengthening energy security, the biodiesel program has also made a significant contribution to national program incense saving through 2025. The biodiesel policy is required to have saved program incense amounting to 130 rupiah and 21 cent trillion. Nur Kamila, Face of Indonesia.
According to records from the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas, the current number of Indonesian citizens in Venezuela is recorded at 37 people. The composition consists of 33 staff and family members of the Caracas Embassy and 4 Indonesian citizens who reside and work independently in Venezuela. Although the latest report from the Indonesian representative in Caracas stated the security situation has shown a stable trend and is gradually returning to normal, the Indonesian government continues to emphasize the importance of sustained vigilance. The Indonesian government is strengthening cultural diplomacy through international cooperation with several friendly countries to enhance Indonesia's role at a global level. These efforts include promoting the development of film, music, and traditional arts to increasingly appear and compete in various international events. The full report by Ofra Regina.
Dan untuk mengantisipasi eskalasi konflik,
And to anticipate conflict escalation, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs through the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas has also taken several steps. First, we have prepared a contingency plan and activated the WNI protection protocol. Secondly, the Indonesian Embassy in Caracas is intensively coordinated with local authorities to monitor the latest developments. The Embassy in Caracas has also activated backup communication devices.
The Indonesian government aims for over 71,000 schools to undergo revitalization by the end of 2026. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Mukti, said it on Thursday in Garut, West Java. This target comes from his ministry's budget this year, plus President Prabowo Subianto's pledge last November to revitalize 60,000 schools.
The Ministry of Culture of Indonesia continues to strengthen cultural diplomacy as part of effort to enhance Indonesia's role globally. This commitment was conveyed at a briefing titled Reflections 2025 Policy 2026 held in Jakarta on Thursday. Through international cooperation, culture is positioned as a strategic bridge to strengthen relations between countries. Minister of Culture Fadlizon stated that to date, Indonesia has established various cultural cooperation agreements with several friendly nations. These collaborations are realized through the signing of the Memoranda of Understanding and Letters of Intent, which are now entering the implementation phase.
We have also established cooperation with many countries. We already have MOUs with a number of countries, some signed in front of the president during his state visits. So far, our most MOUs are with France. It's been remarkable. We even signed 6 types of MOUs and also letters of intent, and now they are in the implementation stage. We hope this will increase further. With the Netherlands, it's already underway. With the United States, with the Smithsonian, it's established. With India, with the UK, I believe it's also in process, along with several other friendly countries in ASEAN.
The success of the cultural diplomacy is expected to open broader avenues for collaborations while strengthening the positions of Indonesian's culture on the international stage. Furthermore, Minister Fadlizon emphasized that culture plays a strategic role in strengthening the national art ecosystem and creative industries. This support includes developing film, music, and traditional arts to enable them to compete and perform in various international arenas.
dan Kementerian Kebudayaan sangat mendukung.
And this Ministry of Culture strongly supports the activities of filmmakers, musicians, and traditional artists in international film festivals through facilitation and support in various forms. Indonesian films are now also consistently present in various international film festivals.
Through cultural diplomacy and ongoing support for artists, Fadlizon hopes that Indonesia's presence on the international stage will grow stronger and have a positive impact on the development of national culture. Overgina, Voice of Indonesia.
Minister Abdul Mukti added 95% of the 16,171 schools revitalized throughout 2025 have been completed and are expected to be fully finished by the end of this month. The Indonesian government has pledged to improve services as preparations for the 2026 Hajj season are underway. This commitment comes in response to long-standing public scrutiny regarding the safety, accountability, and quality of services within one of Indonesia's most complex annual operations. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
Tahun ini secara nasional, kami melakukan revitalisasi.
This year, nationally, we are revitalizing 16,171 educational units across Indonesia. And God willing, in line with the President's commitment, the revitalization target will be increased again next year. God willing, once the budget is available, we will carry out revitalization for 71,400 and some educational units across Indonesia.
Kita akan melakukan revitalisasi untuk 71.400 sekian satuan pendidikan di seluruh Indonesia.
Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed 3 Indonesian citizens stranded on Socotra Island, Yemen are safe. These 3 citizens are among hundreds of foreign tourists unable to leave Socotra after commercial flights were halted due to the escalation of armed conflict in Yemen. The acting official for Indonesian Citizen Protection at the Foreign Ministry, Henny Hamidah, stated on Thursday, the Indonesian government is coordinating with several foreign missions to ensure the safety of the 3 citizens.
Indonesian Minister of Hajj and Umrah, Muhammad Irfan Yusuf, stated that the Indonesian government aims to ensure that the 2026 Hajj pilgrims will receive better and more comfortable services. During a press conference held in Jakarta on Thursday, he explained that these services are focused on quality of service and pilgrim protection.
The government wants to ensure that the services for Hajj pilgrims can proceed in a safe, comfortable, and peaceful manner as they perform their worship.
In addition to governance, Minister Irfan mentioned that the government is strengthening protection for vulnerable pilgrims, including the elderly, persons with disabilities, and women, while also tightening health requirements, or istita'ah. This is due to the Indonesian pilgrim population having a relatively high proportion of elderly individuals. To achieve this, the government has also extended the preparation time for Hajj officers, positioning them as the frontline representatives of the state. Minister Irfan also ensured that these officers are clean and honest.
Today, God willing, we strive to the utmost to make transparency and integrity one of our main keys, including in service provision.
He further conveyed that these steps are intended not only to enhance services in 2026, but also to rebuild public trust following various challenges in the past. Dika Dean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Henny stated flights from Socotra Island resume operation on January 7 via Yemenia Airways on a route to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Follow-up flights are scheduled for January 8 and 9, 2026. Indonesian representatives in Muscat and Abu Dhabi are making strong efforts to ensure the 3 Indonesian citizens can board these flights. We end the news with the Indonesian government that expressed appreciation and bestowed awards upon athletes who successfully won medals at the 33rd SEA Games in Thailand. The awards were presented by President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. A full report is presented by Kiki Purba.
The case of these three citizens is currently being handled by several of our representatives on Socotra Island, Yemen, namely the Indonesian Embassy in Muscat, the Indonesian Embassy in Abu Dhabi, and the Indonesian Embassy in Jeddah. And all representatives have communicated with the three citizens and confirmed their health and safety.
Well, listener, that concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Satu, kau begitu indah. Dua, kau memang menggoda. Tiga, kau beri harapan aku jadi tak sabar.
Langit telah begitu gelap, malam menggenapkan hasrat engkau ada di sampingku. Jangan diamkan aku,
bawalah aku ke dalam hangat dirimu.
sana menari dalam pelukanmu. Dekap, dekaplah diriku, dengar kan debaran hati. Jangan kau ragukan aku, engkau bunga jiwaku. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana menari dalam pelukanmu. Semakin terbang melayang ke langit cinta. Andai sejauh itu kau inginkan diriku, ku kan ada untukmu. Bawalah aku ke dalam, ke dalam hangat dirimu. Bawalah aku ke sana menari dalam pelukan.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. Came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach, with its soft beach sand, makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rawabenda Post before you can reach the Panjur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jauh di lubuk hatiku masih terukir namamu, jauh di dasar jiwaku engkau masih kekasihku. Tak bisa ku tahan laju angin untuk semua kenangan yang berlalu hembuskan sepi. Merobek hati, meski raga ini tak lagi milikmu, namun di dalam hatiku sungguh engkau hidup entah sampai kapan. Ku tahankan rasa cinta ini jauh di lubuk hatiku, masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Dan ku berharap semua ini bukanlah kekeliruan seperti yang kukira seumur hidupku. Akan menjadi doa untukmu jauh di lubuk hatiku, masih terukir namamu, masih terukir namamu jauh di dasar jiwaku. Engkau masih kekasihku, masih kekasihku. Andai saja waktu bisa terulang kembali, akan ku serahkan hidupku di sisimu. Namun ku tahu itu takkan mungkin terjadi. Rasa ini menyiksaku
sungguh-sungguh menyiksaku.
Dancer. Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian Wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Sambil bergandeng tangan, lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata turun ke hati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajur.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis,
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta ku tulis tentangmu. Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandeng tangan, hati pelukan di angan syahdu.
Lihat ke langit bintang.
kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati melekat.
Kita bikin romantis,
still joining us the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Thank you.
listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.